101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. Welcome back, Champlain Valley Game Night on this Monday. Lots of news to talk about locally from the weekend. We'll get into a couple things, UVM hockey not getting into the NCAA tournament. But I want to talk about the Vermont Bucks because we talked to head coach Irvin Bryson on Thursday about the opener, which was Friday, and the Bucks just absolutely rolled Connecticut, putting more than 60 points on the scoreboard at Gutterson Fieldhouse. We go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line now to get some perspective on professional football in Vermont. We talked to Steve Manny, who's a sports anchor at Local 22, Local 44 News. Steve, you were there at Gutterson Fieldhouse on Friday. What was it like for the first Bucks game?
Hey, Brady, how's it going? Well, I guess the first question is you want to know about the football game, which was very different from anything you've ever seen, or the event at Gutterson, which was very different from anything you've ever seen. Definitely very different. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Let's get to football first. What was the quality of play like? What was it like? I mean, I know obviously arena football's got a lot of quirks to it. What was the overall football product?
Yeah, well, based on what we saw from one game, and I want to emphasize it's one game, it looked pretty good. Basically, anytime the Bucks are on offense, anytime they throw the ball, that's a threat of a touchdown, which makes for some exciting football. They look like they can play. Now, we've only seen them play one game against the Connecticut Chiefs. What was the final score? They won by 60 points. So looking good, but we haven't seen most of the league play yet. So I want to hold off on a final grade of the team just yet. So far, so good is the answer.
What about the what was the environment like? I mean, there was orange turf. What was the crowd like? What was it like at halftime? What kind of show was it?
Orange turf. They have a DJ on like throughout. There's music playing. There's dancers. Some things you've never seen before at Gutterson. You'll have a very different environment from a hockey game, and they serve beer, which they won't do at a game. So that totally changes everything. Almost as much a show as it is a sporting event. But I'll tell you what, it did take a little bit for them to get everything figured out. There were a few kinks early on, trouble with the music, trouble with the inflatable helmet they run out was deflating while the players were running out. So still a few kinks to work out, but it was a real fun show.
Logistically, the kicker kicked the scoreboard at Gutterson, and this is going to be a regular thing now?
Yes, so I think there were a few issues with kicking. Number one, all the or everything hanging the rafters too low. Every time there is a kick, you're kind of holding your breath, because at one point, we did see on the kickoff where they just ding the very bottom of the Gutterson scoreboard, just right where you see the score of the game. They just placed the ball at 25, which is midfield. So that does happen, but there's, where you see, Martin St. Louis really hanging, that's in danger of getting hit at any time. I know Amanda Pelkey has a little banner up there, and that banner was kind of didn't fall off, but hanging funny because it looked like something hit at a point. So all those banners were too low, I think, during that. You might have to do something about that in the future.
Steve Manny, Local 22, Local 44 News, with us here on Champlain Valley Game Night on 101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. Hey, Steve, I wanted to get your perspective on UVM men's hockey left out of the NCAA tournament. I think we thought that was going to happen, although there were some, the pairwise rankings had them on the border of getting an at-large bid of the tournament. Were you surprised, ultimately, the Cats were left out? And what's your thought on the season as a whole?
Well, no, you're surprised that they're left out. See, the pairwise rankings aren't like the football rankings, the NCAA tournament committee. It's not an effective process. It's based on this team beat that team, therefore you're ranked here. You knew after Vermont lost to Boston College that they were not moving up. I think they were right at where they are now at 17 at that. Top 16 get into the tournament. It was actually 15 because the WCHA sent their automatic qualifier from somewhere in the mid-20s. So no, not surprised that they make it. I was a little surprised they didn't put up much of an effort against Boston College a couple weeks back in the Hockey East quarterfinals. They needed to get past that series, and they came up shy. Real close to making it this year. They're the second team out because BC also missed the tournament. I guess it's a sign of the better things to come, but, man, they lost a lot of good seniors.
see if I'll get you out of here on this. Plattsburgh State women's hockey, they win the national championship. Sure. Their season's over. Plattsburgh men hockey, over. Middlebury basketball hockey, over. High school sports, over. UVM hoops, over. UVM hockey, over. The only thing left right now is Norwich men's hockey for the winter season. Once that's over, do you guys get a little bit of a break here for like a month? I mean,
you know what? I'll say the spring season is a little bit of a slow season here in the Champlain Valley. Last year we had a lot of fun doing the UVM men's lacrosse. This year, maybe a little slower year for them with Ian McKay as their best player taking redshirt for an injury, and you know they had a little bit of trouble making with 8th-ranked Albany, who got them pretty good. Might not be the best year for you in lacrosse. We'll get to a lot of high school games, but once the summer gets going, we have a little bit more fun with the Lake Monsters and the NEBL baseball teams.
Steve Manny covers pretty much everything, you know, in the Champlain Valley on each side of the lake for Local 22, Local 44 News with us on Champlain Valley Game Night. Steve, we appreciate the time, the perspective on the Vermont Bucks, UVM, and so much more. We look forward to hopefully you getting a little bit of a break, but we'll see you on a TV sometime soon.
We're always working. I appreciate it, Brady.